Blog Talk Radio. sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Come ye disconsolate, wherever ye languish, come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded heart, here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. We thank God for the hymns of the church. Come ye disconsolate. Ted and Sherry, God bless you and good afternoon to our listeners. Welcome to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For those that are down and out, for those that are discouraged, we want you to know today that, yes, Jesus heals, he delivers, he saves, and he sets free, and that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have to stand on God's word and his scripture. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We want you to tell your family, your friends, and your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And if perhaps they cannot access that way, our number in studio, if you'd like to call us and give us a shout out as well, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We want you to know that we're also on Apple, iTunes, on Google Play, and Spotify. We are syndicated across those platforms as well. We invite you to join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. All you have to do is search for Global Gospel on those platforms and send us a friend request, share our posts, or like us on those platforms. We are there. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, all you have to do is click on the embedded image and it will take you directly to our show. Remember, all shows are archived for your convenience to listen any time of day or night. If you'd like to reach Global Gospel by mail, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. If you would like to email us, our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Again, shout out to our sponsors on today. That would be MPT Enterprise, Marlon Townsend, Abyssinia, Third Lounge, Ryan Wilson, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, Sister Lois Glenn Carter, Nevaeh's Cake Creations, Natalie Townsend. We thank God for all of our sponsors, Malini's as well. We thank God for you, and for you. Then we shout out our listeners, all wherever you may be, the Furman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Hernandez family, the Thompson family, the Cox family, the Natale family, the Allen family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Brinson family, to you, and to you. Shout out New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Michigan, California, Illinois. Then we shout out those that are in other places than the continental United States: Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Brazil, Bolivia, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Namibia, Angola, Nigeria, South Africa, Australia, Taiwan, Japan, India, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, Germany, Norway. Shout out to all of our listeners around the world. We thank God for you, you, and you. We pray that something is said each week to bless you, to encourage you, to uplift you, to inspire you. Thank God for you, you, and for you, all those that I called and all those that I didn't call. We praise God for you on today. Well, For those of you that have joined Global Gospel today for the first time, we want you to know what our theme here at Global Gospel is. And our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And the gospel simply, the reading simply says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." So today we came with the message of Jesus Christ. We came with glad tidings. Certainly we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. It's for the rich, for the poor, to the black, to the white, to those that are in need, those that are down and out. The gospel is comprehensive. It speaks to your physical need, your financial need, your mental need. God is there. He sees all and he knows all. And he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And so that's why I want today we give him glory, honor, and praise. And we want you to know that Christ certainly is the answer and he makes the difference in your life. Again, thank you for joining Global Gospel on today. And certainly we do have something and someone special on the lineup to share with you on today. And certainly we know that you will be enlightened on today, because certainly that is our goal, that God would enlighten us, that he would educate us, that he would uplift us, that he would inspire us, because there is so much going on in the world today, and certainly we need to know that our perspective isn't the only perspective. We need to know that God has given us ministry gifts to help us along the way. And certainly we know that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God in us all, above us all, and through us all. But we know that there are many members to the body of Christ. And so we know that we want you to stay tuned and certainly hear what God has to say to us on today. And certainly we're going to take a break, give you a time to regroup, and certainly we will be back with our special guest, Tasha Cobb Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, because yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
is A Move. God bless you. We are back, Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and our special guest is here in studio. God bless you, and good afternoon, special guest. How are you?
I am well, thanks, Reverend Lamar. Thanks for having me on Global Gospel Radio.
Thank you for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. For those that didn't catch your voice, how about you tell our listeners who you are?
Okay, my name is Akamaye Ugar. I'm the global lead for Honest Dreams Christian Center. It's a ministry on three continents at the moment. We have churches in Africa. We also have ministry in the United Kingdom. And here in the U.S., where we have just recently gotten started, I'm a pastor, a leadership development speaker, an author of over 20 books. I'm passionate about serving Christ and raising disciples and helping people discover their purpose and releasing the potential that God has put in them.
Well, we certainly thank you, Pastor Ugar, for sharing with us on this Saturday afternoon, taking time out of your very busy schedule that spans across this world. And certainly our theme song today, Tasha Cobb Leonard. How about you tell us what that song means to you?
Well, that song means a lot because the nerve center of that song is the part where she says, we need a move. The truth is that Christianity is made up of many different moves. And sometimes people miss God because they hold on to an old move and they don't see where God is going. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is constantly doing new things. And if we're going to be in pace with God, if we're going to see the new things that God is doing, we must also understand God's move and move with his move. That's the only way we can be in the heartbeat of God for the now, and that's the only way we can see God's glory in the now. That's it.
Oh, well, that is well said, Pastor. Certainly, we have to be in tune with the move of God, and certainly, we live in a fast-paced world, in a fast-paced society, and I would say it's very easy to miss God, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And certainly, and so many people in this particular hour and season have missed God because of distractions. And Pastor, how can we stay in tune with the move of God?
We can only stay in tune with the move of God if we are fully connected to God, you know, by spending time in his presence and in his word. You see, there is a timelessness with the word of God. God is committed to revealing to us by his spirit what he is doing now. You know, so if we spend a lot of time in the word of God and spend time in his presence, we would definitely be in tune with his move, because God reveals himself to those who will spend quality time with him, quality time in his presence. That's the only way we can be in tune with God's move now.
And certainly that is so important, as you said, quality time. And certainly that is important to having a relationship with God. And so many people they miss God because they do not have a relationship with God. And certainly probably there's somebody today that is listening that does not have a relationship with God. Maybe somebody out there that thought they had one with him and then certainly found out that they really didn't have one when trouble hit, when financial trouble hit, when pandemic hit on last year, and certainly in this hour. So many have fallen away from the faith. So many people have said that they're never, I've heard people say that they're never going back inside a church again. And certainly we know that Our salvation does not lie in a building, but there's been so many changes of minds and attitudes and concerns. What would you say to that, Pastor?
Okay, this is really interesting right now. Let me start from the last thing you talked about, where people say they will never be in a church again. Pastor, I think that the devil has succeeded in robbing us of some blessings. I don't believe that salvation resides in a building, but I believe in the structuring of God. I believe in God's order of doing things. I will give examples, right? How do we, now we can win souls on the streets. We can win souls anywhere. We can go to the beach and win souls. We can win souls in the train station. But our business is not only to win souls. Our business is to disciple. You cannot disciple people who are not put in an organized structure, an organized system. The Bible says in Ephesians, said, I'll give some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, to do the work of the ministry. Now, church is supposed to be a school. The challenge is that there is church viewed as a religious center. Church is beyond a religious center. Church is a school. And for me, church is either a school or it is nothing. In that school, believers are supposed to be discipled so that they can be empowered to take on the responsibility of go ye into the world. So church, that's the empowerment center. If we do not recognize God's order, then we're going to miss it. In the book of Hebrews 10, verse 25, the Bible says, do not despise the assembly of ourselves together. In Psalm 133, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Unity.
And so we must realize that we have not outgrown the formal structuring of God's order as far as people, brethren, coming together to learn under the ministry that he has appointed to prepare and equip the saints for the work of the ministry, which is to go out into the world. If we just say, oh, let's do ministry out alone, let's just win souls out there, who disciples them? Who disciples them? We must realize that the calling of a pastor that is the calling of a shepherd. A shepherd protects, a shepherd teaches, a shepherd nourishes, a shepherd guides. A shepherd is that covering over a sheep that enables him. You know, he watches the sheep grow from a baby to becoming an adult and so on. We have not outgrown that part of ministry. God is still in the business of planting people within churches with four walls, not so that they end up there. That's not the focus. That's not the absolute focus. The idea is to groom them and to raise them so that they can build the capacity to fulfill the great commission and the great mandate that God has given to the church. So I have seen a lot of people fall out of the faith. People who have that idea of, I'm not going back into a church. You know, some say I'll do it online. Truth is that many people who say they go to church online, many of them are not faithful. They are not faithful. They're no longer committed to a place. God will always plant us in a place. You know, Paul said you can have many instructors, but you don't have many fathers. God will plant you in the place of primary assignment. God is not an author of confusion. Every one of us belongs to a place of primary assignment. We can be blessed by thousands of, you know, ministries around the world, but there is a church where God has called you. Jeremiah 3:15-16, I will give you pastors after my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Verse 16 says, it shall come to pass when you are increased and multiplied. God is still in the business of giving pastors. We don't choose them. God gives them to us. And so he reveals our pastor to us. And our business is to stay committed there. But let's not lose the focus of what the traditional church is for. It is a school to develop, to raise, to disciple, and to help the believer build capacity to go the part where we shouldn't miss it. But to say, no more four-walled church, no more, I'm not a part of, no, that's not, that is going to be contrary. I believe very strongly that that's contrary to God's idea. Contrary to God's idea. There are too many scriptures in the New Testament that show us that we should be accountable somewhere. We should be accountable to someone. Too many. And I don't want to belabor this point, but that's the bit that I want to share right now.
Awesome, man. You certainly have given us the scriptures to stand on. And certainly you mentioned about being groomed, and so many of us are not being groomed and are unwilling to be groomed. And certainly you mentioned faithful, and certainly it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
And so
a lot of people are lacking in their stewardship because they aren't faithful to anyone. They aren't faithful to God. They aren't faithful to man. They aren't faithful to their job. They're not faithful to anybody, to friendship, to family, to anything. And certainly those that are not found faithful, what is your message to them on today?
I would like to encourage people who are not faithful. I just want to make them know that God's relationship with us is premised upon principles. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. What does that mean? God checks our attitude of faithfulness to determine our promotion. If you look at the parable that Jesus shared, the parable in Matthew chapter 25, okay, Matthew chapter 25, the man who was faithful with his five, at the end of the day, he said, oh, thou faithful servant, enter into my rest. Enter into my rest. The guy faithful with the two talents, enter into my rest. The one who wasn't faithful, the guy who received one who wasn't faithful, the master said to him, thou wicked and unprofitable servant. You know, he was referred to as wicked and unprofitable. God expects us to be faithful. And so I like to encourage everyone who's struggling with faithfulness to realize that the blessing of God in their lives depends on faithfulness. Until God finds you faithful, he doesn't commit much into your hands. We earn trust from God through faithfulness. We earn trust from God through faithfulness. The Bible says Moses was faithful in all his house. God will always look upon our faithfulness to determine how much more he can do with us and how much more he can commit to us. And so I encourage them, start out by being faithful in whatever God has committed to them and watch how God will grow. We cannot grow in an environment of unfaithfulness. It is not possible. God is not in the business of doing serious business with people who are unserious with his business. That's it.
Wow, and certainly that is so true. And this is a serious time that we are living in. And certainly it behooves us to be serious with ourselves and to be serious about God. And certainly we don't have a lot of time. We have no time at all to play any games with anybody or anything or with God. And so we need to be found faithful. And certainly I thank you for sharing that nugget with us. And certainly we started out by saying, talking about the move of God. And certainly God does not move with the faithless and those that cannot be trusted. And it's so important that you said that as we talk about moments in ministry. And certainly you also mentioned something about discipleship. And certainly a lot of people aren't willing to be disciples. And certainly there is a price to be paid and a cost to discipleship. I'm sure you would agree.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
And certainly we have to realize that, listen, nothing comes easy in life. Certainly sometimes there's a struggle attached to your assignment or your ministry, right, Pastor?
Yes, I agree. I agree. I agree. A disciple needs to...
Go ahead.
Oh, go on, Pastor.
No.
Okay. So a disciple needs to be available. When you look at the story of Moses, right, in Exodus chapter 3, I'll just paraphrase it. If you read all the way from verse 1 to 10, you would see God was going to use this man. But first of all, there is an attitude of seriousness in the life of Moses. That scripture opens by saying Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. He kept. There was a faithfulness with him. And so, number one there, faithfulness. And then he leads this flock to the backside of the desert. And how I like to look at this picture is he went to the usual places where he would find pasture, probably didn't find, and so he went an extra mile. So number two, I look at it that he went an extra mile. So he was faithful, and then he went an extra mile. He was faithful, he was responsible, you know. Then he went an extra mile and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. He didn't leave his house saying, oh, I'm going to the mountain of God. No, he was just busy with being faithful and going the extra mile in his responsibilities, and then he encounters God. How does he encounter God? There is a burning bush. Okay, and that bush burns for some time. We don't know how long between verse 2 and verse 3, but the Bible says that Moses said, I will now turn aside to see, willingness. I will now turn aside to see why this bush burns and yet it's not being consumed. And when God saw that he turned aside to see, so God was waiting on that willingness. If you are unwilling, God can force you into it. The Holy Spirit is not in the business of, you know, breaking people's wheels. He's not in the business of forcing people beyond their wheels. No. The greatest things, our greatest dealings with God will happen when we are willing. Unfortunately, there are some people who are even obedient, but they're not willing. If you read Isaiah 1, 18 and 19, I love the verse that says, if you are willing and obedient. Many people don't have those two. Some are obedient, but they're not willing. Willingness is an attitude. Okay, so he was willing. When God saw that he turned aside, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Availability. He was available. And then God said to him, I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Moses. The place you stand is holy ground. Take your shoes from off your feet. And look at that as God requiring something from us, sacrifice. And then God reveals himself to Moses. And that encounter ends with an empowerment and a commissioning for him to do what God had called him. If we're going to be properly discipled, these elements must be in place. We must be willing. We must want to go the extra mile with God. We must be responsible in what has been committed to us. We must respond to God. We must make sacrifices. We must lay aside every weight and thing that doth easily beset us, as we see in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, if you read verse 1 and 2, so that we can run with patience the race that is set before us, looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. These things must be in place. If these things are not in place, God cannot use us. God cannot raise us into the assignment that he has called us.
Well said, Pastor. And so, dear listeners, certainly Pastor Akome has told us, given us so many nuggets as concerning discipleship, concerning your availability, concerning your willingness to serve God. And certainly those are all foundations for ministry. Certainly God has great things in store for us, certainly, but we have to be obedient to the will of God. And certainly we don't want to miss God, because as we said, God is on the move, and certainly we don't want to Ms. God. And certainly we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can contact Pastor Ugar, and certainly his books, and certainly his ministry, because we know that time flies, and certainly we don't want to miss anything on today. We know that we can always continue at another time, but certainly we want to make sure that we take care of the preliminaries, and certainly you may have a question, comment, or concern. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. Don't miss God, because he's a right now God. Stay tuned and be blessed. Reverend Lamar Townsend and our special guest, Pastor Kome Ugar, and certainly you're listening to Global Gospel, and certainly we hope that you didn't miss the first part, but certainly if you did miss it, we want you to know that all our shows are archived, and you can listen in at any time as we talk today, discussing ministry and discipleship and faithfulness and accountability and the season that God has us in. And so, Pastor Ugar, we know that you're an author amongst many other titles and hats that you wear. And certainly, how about you tell us about some of those books that God has allowed you to pen?
Oh, okay. Quite a number of them. There is Grace Transactions. There's 20 Things You Need to Do Before You're 30. I'm a little past 30. There's 20 Things You Need to Do Before You Say I Do. There's Wisdom Bank for Success. I mean, quite a variety of titles are revolving around the giftings that God has placed in my life. Some of them can be obtained from Amazon.com. And some can be gotten from my website, www.akomayeugar.com, A-K-O-M-A-Y-E-U-G-A-R, akomayeugar.com, .org.
Okay, so we want you to check out these books from Pastor Akomaye Ugar, and certainly it's on Amazon, or he gave you the information to his website. And so we, you know that you are on several continents. Can you tell us, because we people are listening from around the world, can you tell us the locations of your ministry and the name of your ministry?
Okay, Honey Streams Christian Center. That's the name of our ministry, Honey Streams Christian Center. In Africa, we are in Nigeria. Our headquarters church is in Calabar, and that's the church that I pastored physically before I moved to the United States. It's opposite the Calabar State Stadium. And of course, you can just go to Honey Streams on Facebook or on Instagram, and we will be, you know, glad to give you any information, phone contact, emails, anyone that, you know, who is interested in that information. Just go to Honey Streams Church on Facebook, and you can send us any question and we can reach out to you. In the United Kingdom, our ministry has been operating from Northern Ireland, but we are moving to England, Manchester, England, this summer. So that information is going to be available after the move. But we are going to move this month to Manchester, England. In the United States, we're here in West Hempstead. We use the facility, the first Calvary Baptist Church facility, Sunday evening, 6 to 7:30. That's 1272 Langdon Boulevard, Rockville Center, New York. So that's where we use here in New York.
All right. So, listeners, you have it. Those locations. Nigeria, you can worship in Manchester, and certainly in West Hempstead, Long Island, New York, and certainly we know that there is something for everyone, and certainly Pastor Ugar has told us that God gave us, as the scripture says, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. And certainly we know that we need a little perfecting on today. We'll never be perfect, but certainly we can, as they used to say, strive for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we have to look forward to being something or to being somebody, because so many people are going around aimlessly, not trying to be anybody, not trying to do anything, not trying to get anywhere. But we know that God is on the move, and certainly even right now, God, and certainly we don't want to miss God, or we don't want to miss our season, for the Bible says the harvest is past, the summer's ended, Jeremiah said, but we are not saved, and certainly we don't want to miss the summer, we don't want to miss the harvest, we don't want to miss our season, correct, Pastor?
That's right, absolutely.
And so we have a few minutes left. If you would like to call in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We have a little more than 10 minutes left. If you'd like to call, question, comment, concern, or shout out. Pastor, who would you like to shout out on today?
I would like to give a shout out to my family. First of all, my wife, Pastor Comer. She's been a wonderful support. And then my friend Marlon Townsend, I'd like to give a shout out to him. And also to my friend Pastor Curtis Williams. God bless you. Yeah, so that's it.
Okay, so certainly we thank God for all those people that share in your life and share in your ministry on today, and certainly we know that we covered a lot of ground, and certainly we know that there's always more to cover, but certainly we thank God that you took time out today to give us the scriptures and to share with us what God has given to you. And certainly, is there anything else that you would like to just share with us before we come down to our final moments on today that perhaps we didn't get to talk about?
Yes, I'll take one out of the other things. I'll just take one. Very important. Our Christianity is as powerful the encounters we have with God. We need to have a powerful, powerful Christian life. We must realize that Christianity is beyond a religion. And so we need to have a powerful Christian life. in Isaiah chapter 6, in Jeremiah chapter 1. You see, Isaiah and Jeremiah, they had encounters with God, and it brought a phenomenal transformation to their lives and to their ministry. The kingdom of God is not in word. The kingdom of God is in power. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20, the HCSB translation says that, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. We need that power. We cannot do the work of God without the power of God at work in our lives. Paul even said that our speech and our preaching were not in the, you know, enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstrations of the Spirit and of power. I heard him say, again, in Ephesians 4:29, he said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Meaning, let no powerless word come out of you, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. The New King James says that it may impart grace. God has called us to transfer grace. But just like Jesus said to them, freely you have received, freely give. What you have not received, you cannot give. We must wait in God's presence until we are endued. Jesus said to his disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. Until power comes on us, we cannot communicate God to a dying world. Christianity is not just about wearing a badge that says I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, or, you know, having a sticker on your car, I'm safe, things are good. But that's not where the power is. It's time for believers to step into a train and the atmosphere in that train changes. It is time to step into a bus and the atmosphere changes. Step into a plane, an airplane, and the atmosphere changes. Step into a shopping mall and the presence of God follows you in. God is calling us to such a walk with him. We are in the day and time where darkness is greatly increasing. But you see, the Bible says, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness of people, but the glory of God shall be seen upon us. That's the ability of God checkmating every darkness, the glory of God. That's the power of God dealing with what the devil is bringing in our day and time. We're in very dark days, but we have to get really lighted as well as believers. We need the glory of God in our lives. Let's seek for encounters with God as we spend time in his presence and in the meditation of his word.
Awesome. Well said. Certainly we thank God for Pastor Komaye Mugar and your ministry and certainly your life and certainly all the books that you authored. And certainly we want our listeners to visit Pastor's website for his booking information, for engagements. He is a leadership development speaker as well, and certainly he can guide you and give you direction. Once again, I'll give you another minute to call in before we conclude in prayer. Our number is 619-924-0800. Caller, are you there? God bless you.
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend Townsend. This is Marlon Townsend calling in to give a shout out to your co-host for the day. Thank him for joining in, and I enjoyed the segment.
Thank you, Marlon. All right, once again, 619-924-0800. We'll give you another minute. And so, again, for those that have missed out, the first part, we're on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. We're at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time, until the Lord says different. And so we thank you all for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon, taking time out of your busy schedule, Pastor Kome Ugar. We thank God for you sharing with us moments in ministry, defining moments, telling us about discipleship and faithfulness and Christianity, salvation, how to be good stewards. And certainly we need that. And as you said, this is a dark day, dark hour, dark season. But certainly God is faithful, and certainly God is light. And certainly we need to walk in the light, beautiful light. And certainly because there's so much that God has in store for us. Again, I want you to tell our listeners who you are, your church location, your contact information, and you can conclude us with prayer.
Okay. My name is Akomaye Ugar. I'm the pastor of Honest Dreams Christian Center. And here in New York, we are located at 1272 Langdon Boulevard, Rockville Center, New York. Our meeting times are Sunday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. And we use the First Calvary Baptist Church auditorium in the evening, Sunday evening, 6 to 7:30 p.m. 1272 Langdon Boulevard, Rockville Center, West Hempstead, New York. My contact is 781-363-9066. One more time, 781-363-9066. And I thank you, Reverend Lomer, for having me on Global Gospel Radio. I had a great time. Thank you so much. I'd like to pray. Father, we thank you for this day and time. Thank you for every listener today. Father, we thank you because in this day and time, you are stirring our hearts. By your Spirit, you are moving us into a revival like we have never seen before. Lord, we are willing. We are willing to be a part of what you are doing in this day and time. We release ourselves to you that you would shift our paradigm. Lord, that you would prepare our hearts. Lord, we give you right of way in our lives, that you would move us as you will. By your Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every listener that the power of God comes upon you. I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation be upon you in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened to know the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I pray for you that you will increase in the knowledge of God, and I pray for you that you are led of the Spirit of God. You are empowered in your spirit, empowered in your mind, far above prevailing cultures that are anti-kingdom. I pray for you that God will use you in this day and time like never before. I also pray for the sick right now. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity, and I command you, go from them in Jesus' name. I release healing upon your body. Healing, healing, healing now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. And thank you for your servant, Reverend Lomer. Thank you for all that you're doing with him. Thank you for partners in this day and time. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for openings like never before. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Again, thank you, Pastor Akomaye Ugar, for sharing with us. Meet us again when the Lord says the same. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
gonna say?
You say.
Come on. Who has the final say? Come on.
Who has the final say?
Final say!